Well, thank you. It's a tremendous honor to be here. It may not be apparent from the way I speak that I am actually based in the United States, but obviously have spent some time on the side of the Atlantic. Well, since I did grow up in England, I wanted to just quote from Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister during the Second World War. And he said, "The empires of the future are the empires of the mind." And when we think about where we are going with aesthetic medicine, the future of aesthetic medicine, and what is going to inspire us, I think that those empires of our minds are present in the new sciences and technologies that we are going to be seeing during the general sessions here at Face to Face and also on the exhibit floor. What has really advanced aesthetic medicine in the past few years, I feel, is multi-specialty collaboration. Each of our specialties has different strengths, and again, this will be very vividly illustrated by the face-to-face congress. And ultimately, we all learn from each other. For me, and I think for all of us in this room, a very big part of the progress has been the ability increasingly to connect the science to the clinical outcomes. And this allows us to do better things for our patients and for all our patients who are increasingly diverse, for instance, in their skin types and in their rejuvenation needs. One example which is very personal to me is the revolution we have undergone in regards to fillers. We have transitioned from chasing wrinkles to true three-dimensional volumetry. And many of the people in this room, including our chairs, have been very responsible for this revolution. And now we understand that we can look at the face, not just flat on, but in three dimensions, and understand non-surgically how we can really restructure it. So I think science is power. This is going to be very well illustrated by the face-to-face congress. I don't think we will find a higher level of scientific excellence anywhere than we will find here, simply because of our very distinguished chairs of the congress, and also because of everyone here, all of you, all the faculty, even the companies who are very dedicated to advancing the science in the field of aesthetic medicine. You will be hearing about this type of thing from me. This is science of fillers. And now we have some new things that we are looking at in the science. And I think it all helps in the end for us to understand better how we can best treat our patients, because that is the goal. We have had some very seminal work on the fat compartments, understanding volume loss. We understand the diversity that different patients may be of the same age but have completely different needs, and our technologies and our techniques have advanced to address that. And ultimately, what this Congress is all about, and the reason we are here, is that we want to meet or even exceed our patients' expectations. The British science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke said that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And I think we are going to see a lot of magic at this Congress. I'd like to thank our chairs of this Congress for inviting me to serve as president. If I've helped in any small way, then I'm very grateful for that. I'd like to thank all of you for taking time from your busy clinics to be here. It's not an easy decision, but I think that you will find that it's been a very good decision. I'd like to thank my fellow president, Dr. Palma, for sharing this role with me, and also the companies who have given their support and their dedication, because they believe in this magic and they believe in what this Congress can bring to the field of academic excellence. Thank you.